Hello, my name's Jamie Woolley, and welcome to the Greenpeace UK podcast. As you've probably seen in the news, the government has formally announced its intention to expand Heathrow Airport and build a third runway. Never mind that the planned increase in air traffic will make Heathrow Airport the biggest single emitter of greenhouse gases in the UK, they've also ignored the overwhelming opposition to their plan. In the government's own consultation on a third runway, 89% of respondents said that no, they didn't think it was a good idea. On other consultations, ministers have managed the process to get the answer they want. With this one, they've just ignored it. But as you might also have seen in the news, we have a cunning plan. James Turner went to visit an inconspicuous and slightly muddy field near the airport to find out more.
So I'm standing here in a field in the middle of Sipson. Anna from the transport team here at Greenpeace is with us. It's a muddy field, Anna. What are we doing here?
So we're in a field in the middle of Sipson Village, which is the village that would get completely bulldozed if a third runway went ahead. And we've bought this field, Greenpeace has bought this field along with Emma Thompson, Alistair McGowan and Zach Goldsmith. And we've done that to make sure that this runway never gets built. We're going to be putting climate change at the heart of the battle to stop the runway.
Now, it's a relatively small field. In fact, we're walking across it now and it's probably about half the size of a football pitch. But that hasn't stopped a lot of people from getting a stake in this particular strip of land. What's that about?
No, that's right. It's amazing. Over the last week or so, we've had over 30,000 people from across the world sign up to become beneficial owners of the land with us. And they will be helping us defend this land and to help us stop the runway from being built. So we'll see over the next few months our campaign escalating to put political pressure on the government to get them to drop the expansion plans and to maintain the opposition from the other parties to make sure that they continue to oppose the runway. If it comes to it in a couple of years' time and BAA submit their plans and it goes to a planning inquiry, then we'll be asking people to participate and to make sure that climate change, as I say, is put at the heart of that inquiry.
30,000 people sounds like an awful lot, but there are more streaming in, I presume. People can still sign up to this?
Absolutely, yeah. People can continue signing up and we're expecting hundreds of thousands of people eventually from across the world to sign up and help us stop the runway, because this is obviously one of the biggest battles that we're facing. Heathrow is right on the front line of the climate change battle and we have to stop it from going ahead. We've written our permanent message here, which reads "Our climate, our land," because that's the point. You know, these decisions are being made and they're putting the future of the planet at risk, and that's why so many people are getting involved, why this issue is such an important one, and why we're seeing, you know, the debate and yesterday in Parliament, you know, such a critical issue that we saw a massive rebellion from within the Labour Party because people know it was the wrong decision.
Well, one of the people who knew it was the wrong decision was comedian Alistair McGowan, who spoke to Ben earlier.
No government that's serious about tackling climate change should be talking about expanding Heathrow Airport. I care about, you know, the future of this planet, and I don't want to let them get away with doing what they're going to do.
So BAA will definitely want this land because they can't build their runway without this land. Are you going to give it back to them?
No, it's certainly not going to give it back to them. And, you know, if there's talks of compulsory purchase orders or if they start to do work, we'll be here to defend it. And I'm sure that thousands of other people who are hoping to get alongside us as beneficiary owners will be here as well.
And if you'd like to join the airplot and become a beneficial owner of the land, completely free of charge, go to greenpeace.org.uk/airplot. You'll be in good company. Although it's not just our growing group of airplotters who are opposing the government's plans. A broad coalition of organisations, including Friends of the Earth and the RSPB, also think it shouldn't be built. Together, they held a press conference to say just that, and it was on the same day that Transport Secretary Jeff Hoon stood up in Parliament and tried to convince us that any new runway would be a green runway. Joss Cope was in attendance to hear what they had to say.
I'm here at the National Trust headquarters in London, where I've just been listening in at a press conference called by all the major groups opposing Heathrow expansion. It's a broad coalition, including residents groups HACAN and No Third Runway Action Group, Friends of the Earth, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, WWF, Green Alliance, the 2M Group of Local Councils, Greenpeace, plus, of course, our hosts. Let me give you a flavour of the feelings being expressed. According to HACAN Chief John Stewart,
the message to government is very clear. People are very angry indeed. In my opinion, there's no question that a lot of individuals will take direct action to try and stop this. And I believe we can stop it, because all the other parties in the land are saying they would scrap plans to build a third runway at Heathrow, which means unless Labour wins the next election, a third runway at Heathrow is dead in the water.
And Friends of the Earth Chief Andy Atkins made it clear that he thought the decision to go ahead with the new runway was irresponsible.
We've got a real crisis on our hands now, because we have, by the end of this year, to agree a strong and fair international agreement to reduce CO2 emissions globally and urgently. I think the British government's position now as a leader of that fight has seriously been weakened by their own action. They've shot themselves in the foot, which makes this not just a bad decision for the UK. I think it's actually quite an irresponsible one internationally, and that message needs to get out, or they need to do something very rapidly to reverse it.
Graham Wynne of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds was equally sceptical.
Over Heathrow in particular, it's straightforward for us. Climate change is the biggest threat for biodiversity, wildlife, for the natural environment, as well as mankind. The numbers don't stack up. We don't believe this decision can be taken, nor can it be compatible with the government's alleged commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by the middle of the century. There is no reason to believe that can be the case. No other commentator believes that to be the case. Therefore, this is the wrong decision at an appalling time, sending policy in the wrong direction. And if those guardians of the natural environment don't stand up and say that, then I think we're being irresponsible.
Similar sentiments have been expressed here by leaders of all the other groups. All are very critical of this decision and pledging to fight it, which, given that together they represent an important section of civil society and upwards of 4 million people, surely can't be good news for the government.
A few days before the third runway got the green light, a very English form of protest broke out in Heathrow's Terminal 1. Sandwiches, Edwardian dress and a string quartet were all part of the latest Climate Rush event, which saw picnicking break out en masse in departures. It was also Christian Hunt's first day as a Greenpeace employee, so we bundled him off with a microphone and a thermos of weak lemon drink to join in.
So I'm here at Domestic Departures at Heathrow Terminal 1, and I'm surrounded by people dressed in red sashes and Victorian costumes sitting down on the floor and sharing their sandwiches and sausage rolls. And they're here because they want to protest against the expansion of Heathrow. The government decision on a third runway is going to be this week, and everyone here is absolutely certain that that would be a disaster, not only for the locals, but also for the climate. So let's go and find out what they think and why they're here. Arthur, what's going on here? It looks like complete madness.
It is incredible. It must be about a few hundred people here at least, all drinking and eating. See lots of people with glasses of champagne and other drinks and fancy vol-au-vents.
And we're probably expecting to get a decision on the third runway at Heathrow this week from the government. What do you think will be the implications if they decide to go for it?
Well, I certainly think if we expand our airport capacity at the moment, that's certainly going to really decrease any chance we have of reducing our emissions in the UK and really makes a mockery of any international negotiations Britain might be part of.
So Beth, why do you think this is an important event with all these people flooding Domestic Departures?
Well, I think we've got an astounding number of people to come tonight after work to vent their annoyance and their frustration at the government's hypocrisy. You know, this third runway, if it goes ahead, will undermine every single other effort that we're making and we should be making to reduce our contribution to climate change. And I think it just demonstrates, the fact that we've got so many people here just demonstrates that every other conventional method that we're meant to have used have been ignored and been sidelined.
I'm here because I believe this to be a turning point in the world. Heathrow is one of the biggest and most high-profile airports internationally, and if the UK government has the courage to block its expansion, it'll send a message that the ways of the world are changing, and the UK government has the courage to do what the scientists have been telling it to do for years and actually reduce its emissions.
Hannah, what can you see going on around you?
A wonderful picnic, crew of very peaceful people dressed in suffragettes outfits. There's a string quartet in the corner playing some classical music for our lovely dinner. And just got a parachute out to play big ball games with a parachute. And everyone's just having a lovely time, peacefully trying to make change.
And why have you come here today? What's the kind of change that you want to see?
No third runway. It's out of the question if we want to reach our target of 80% cut in emissions.
There's a lot of speculation that the government will actually announce this week that there will be a third runway at Heathrow. I mean, if that happens, what would you expect to see going forward from here?
I don't know. It's not going to go down well. There's a lot of people here who obviously don't want it to happen. I'm sure there's many other people who couldn't make it who definitely don't want it to happen. And I hope that they don't go ahead with it. But if they do, that I hope they'll see a strong resistance against it, because there's no way forwards for our future if the third runway goes ahead.
That's all for this Heathrow special edition. Don't forget, we're looking for more eager airplotters to join the ranks. Go to greenpeace.org.uk/airplot to express your interest. And if you want to get in touch with us, write to webteam@uk.greenpeace.org. Goodbye.